This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. One time I was out on my porch in Morgantown smoking a cigarette with my buds, and there was a collection of like 40 people in our driveway. So I ran inside to grab a baseball bat. I thought there was some sort of fight going on, and I can't just go in there with my knuckles. I got to bring a weapon. And it turns out the house behind us was burning down. Just burning down. Arson. No one lived in it. Someone went in there, set a fire.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. How'd that baseball bat put it to good use?
I don't think I ever used it in a game, and I never used it on a human.
What game would you use a baseball?
Guy comes.
You didn't play baseball.
Oh, I mean, you're a mural.
All right.
A real. I am not a professional. A real professional joins us now, and that's right. Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director. What?
Hi, look at Jeff. You, Andy Haynes.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's talk about the Pirates first, Jeff, and we want to report on what you saw from Russell Wilson yesterday and all those Steelers-related things, but your biggest takeaway from Ben Cherington's press conference?
That they're over, you know, trying to overturn every department, look at every little thing that they can to get better, and I guess that's the biggest thing I take from it. And it was 45 minutes long. There was a lot in there. You know, they want McCutcheon back. They like O'Neill in center, you know. Don't look for Brian Reynolds probably to be at first base, at least for this year. Cabrian, they're hoping to be better, but I guess that's the thing. He said salary's going to go up, but it's the same thing we've heard as far as where you're going to see improvement from the Pirates are going to be trades and internally.
Okay, so they're in lockstep then. So, you know, Cherington spoke about Shelton and being on the same page and how much he trusts him. Should we trust Shelton to get this done? I mean, there were moments this year where they were playing very well. There were moments this year where we thought that it could happen. We thought that there could be consistency, that they could compete, and then they spiraled down the drain. Like, I don't, you know, Jeff, I mean, I'm not asking you to have the answers for this. They need to have the answers. But should we have faith in Shelton, you know, getting them competitive next year?
That's the question, right? I think with better depth and some – maybe a trade or two and a key free agent signing, even if it doesn't cost, you know, a ton of money, would make that roster better, which would make his decisions easier. Or even if he makes a wrong decision, somebody can execute and get him out of it. So I think it really does start with Cherington. They've got a good rotation They've got a couple of pieces. How do they augment this? How do they give Charrington the tools he needs? And then for Derek, I mean, it's an offseason of looking back at the games and looking at some of the decisions he made and learning from it. And, I mean, that's at this point, that's all you can ask. But I always think this with the manager, even like what's going on with the Dolphins. Dolphins can't score now. Does that mean he can't? He's a horrible head coach? It's about the players. They got to get better players.
Speaking of augment, Jeffrey, Devontae Adams, how realistic is it that he lands in Pittsburgh?
I think it's slim. I think there's interest. And, I mean, listen, they know. We've known for that whole saga with Brandon Ayuk that they need another receiver. They want an impact number two receiver, or a guy maybe even, you know, slides George over if you get to that point. But they're looking. But, you know, from what we initially hear from reporting, that he would like to join a couple of his buddies, you know, whether it's the quarterback he had in college and briefly in the pros, or the quarterback that made him a hell of a lot of money and was a really good combination in Green Bay now with the Jets.
Jeff, I don't know what you're allowed to say and not allowed to say, but we saw that Russell Wilson was limited in practice yesterday. My expectation was that he would be practicing in full based on what Tomlin said on Tuesday. And the video that I saw looked a lot like the Russell Wilson we've seen the last couple of weeks. So what did you say, or what did you hear, what did you see at Steelers practice from Russell Wilson yesterday?
Yeah, let's walk that line. Listen, Russ was limited yesterday. But, you know, Mike Tomlin said on Tuesday to look for Russ to do more. But he was limited on Tuesday or on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry.
That was artfully done.
I know. That's such a good job.
That was so professionally done.
He should run for president. That's just amazing,
Jeff,
right there.
You just said so much with saying nothing, mm-hmm. my friend, and yes, I'm very proud of you for that.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
He's in complete denial.
Jeff, give us a little preview. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday night? Steelers, Cowboys, I mean, big rivalry. Even, you know, actually, let's not do this. Let's not give you a preview, but talk about the rivalry and growing up watching the Cowboys. That's something that we wanted to get into a little bit later on today, but the Cowboys, Steelers, big-time rivalry. What does that mean to you, and what will it mean to you Sunday night?
Well, I mean, it's two of the biggest brands in the league still. Even with the success of the Chiefs and you know, other Patriots, obviously, but Steelers, Cowboys, when the NFL was really gaining steam, when it was gaining momentum, it was the 70s. And there were two teams that were involved, and they took the league. They helped take the league to another level. And there's still cachet because there's still a whole group of fans that grew up watching those two teams. So I still think it brings something. Listen, we know about the three Super Bowls, obviously, whether you're alive for them or saw highlights of them or just know the results of them. But if you look at the last five regular season games between these teams, there have been some great matchups. Mm-hmm. Steelers won three of the five, and in all three of them, they trailed in the fourth quarter. And there have been some really good games between these teams when they match up. So I'm excited for that because it seems like each one kind of channels this, you know, guys that came before us, old time vibe, and they play really good football games.
Jeff, Justin Fields, last two games, they've had him throw it a lot based on necessity. I don't think they went into the game saying throw it 32 times against the Chargers and throw it all over the field against the Colts. But do you believe that they have learned enough about Justin Fields to maybe go into this game thinking, let's let him throw it a little bit more?
Man, if they haven't, you would have liked to think they would have at this point. I mean, that was the first situation. I mean, you have new things all the time. That was the first time where they had trailed, where they had to throw, where they had to drop back. And they scored 24 points, 21 of them in the second half. I think they did learn some things. Now, are there still a few details that need to improve? Yes. This will be another test against a Dallas team. I know they've got some key pieces missing on defense, but it's going to be one of those charged up games. But yeah, here's what we talked about this Tuesday. I would like to see Arthur Smith mimic a little bit of what the Colts did in that take some shots early. loosen up that, loosen up. You should have enough trust in Justin at this point. And he's shown you nothing else to say he's going to make careless passes. Give him a one-on-one with George. Let George go try to make a play early and kind of start that ball rolling and get this offense started a lot earlier than we've seen it for most of the season.
I like that a lot. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Check out more from Jeff on 93.7thefan.com. A full Steelers injury report up there right now, including the return of Isaac Seumalo. Jeff, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, and guys, a cool story really quick about the running back Aaron Champlin from Harvard, who was teaching at this time last year, and how he's got another chance. It's pretty cool.
Physically blessed and hardworking enough to be in the NFL and also be a Harvard guy.
Yes.
Can't relate. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeff. Bye, Carl.
Talk to Jeff after next Tuesday.
I love that guy.
I hate like Ryan Fitzpatrick, guys like that.
Why?
Like, yeah, you're a genius and you're a specimen.
Did I ever tell you the story of Fitzpatrick in practice one time? He got to play from the sideline and came and kneeled down in the huddle and like pointed at us and we're like waiting for the play. He was like,
"He forgot.
I forgot to play." And then ran back, got the play, came back again, kneeled down, did the same thing, pointed at us and was like, "Bleep, I forgot to play again. Hold on." And I'm like, this guy went to Harvard.
Do you feel better now?
I do feel a lot better now because that happens to me at least once a show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.